Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest on Spectrum this week is Junyi Chow. Junyi, welcome to our program. Thanks for stopping by.
Hi, Steve.
Listen, you've got a show coming up that is so intriguing that we had to speak to you about it at Flushing Town Hall.
We've been
speaking with Michael Liu and our other friends at Flushing Town Hall in recent weeks. But first, let's get to know you a little bit better. Your name is Junyi Chow, and tell us about your background. Where are you from? Where's your family from? Your early days when you were a little boy.
Yeah, sure. I born and grew up in Malaysia. And I'm a Chinese. My grandfather came from China, so I'm more like a Malaysian Chinese. And basically, I grew up in a pretty Chinese community back in Malaysia. We are kind of multi-race cultural in Malaysia. Like, we have three main races, Malay, Indian, and Chinese. So what is happening is I learned piano at the age of 5, and then I joined a Chinese orchestra in high school. And then I played cello, and then I did my undergrad in composition in Beijing, and then so basically that's how I started my music career after I graduated in high school.
Where did you study in Beijing?
Beijing Central Conservatory of Music.
Oh, okay. We actually have one of our part-time employees
who
study classical piano there.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so we are familiar with that that institution.
Yeah.
So what brought you to New York, to the United States?
So after I finished my undergrad in 2011, I came to Indiana University for my master, also majoring in composition. And I graduated in 2013, and I decided to come to New York and give it a try because I know some friends here, and they are doing some music career. They are trying and experimenting something. So I think I'm thinking also like trying something as well.
Did you enjoy going to school at IU?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. It changed a lot of what I know about U.S., about university life as well, yeah.
It's a very beautiful part of the state of Indiana. The rest of Indiana is very flat, but where Bloomington is, it's nice and hilly with trees and forest. I graduated from Indiana.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah, so I know all about it.
Okay.
Oh, a long time ago, I tell my friends I graduated from Indiana University back when it was still owned by the Indians. But I was in the School of Theater.
Oh, okay.
And we worked closely with the music school as well.
I see, okay.
Because we use the orchestra. We borrow the orchestra from time to time. So anyway, here you are now. What did you do specifically when you first came to New York? You said you wanted to come to New York to try it. What was the it that you were trying?
So at first when I was graduating in 2013, the first thing that happened in my mind is, I'm going to try something not musically, because I never really been into the real society. And what happened is I did some internship at some music publisher, American Composer Alliance. I also did an internship at an orchestra, the New York Youth Symphony. And at the same time, I was also doing freelance as a composer, arranger, and also perform sometime. But what happened is, due to my visa problem, I left in 2014 back to Asia. And I stayed in Asia and also doing all kinds of music projects there. I came back to New York again in June 2016.
All right, let's fast forward to where we are today now. You've got a show coming up on September 15th, Friday night, at Flushing Town Hall, and it's called Stillness in Queens.
Right.
First of all, that may seem like two words that don't necessarily go together because people think of Queens as busy and noisy and all of that. But also you collaborated with another musician as well as a filmmaker.
Yes.
So in your own words, tell us about what your presentation, Stillness in Queens, actually is all about.
So Stillness in Queens is like an experimental show where we collaborate between visual and sound. So my collaborator, she is video artist Karen Wai Chan. I met her at Band Center in Canada where we were having residency there. So We met in Canada, but we realized that two New Yorkers met together in Canada. So we are thinking to collaborate something. So Karen is always incorporate stillness and meditative, and also like moment of simplicity in her work. And I realized that she has some footage that is really interesting that she shot about Queens. It's like, it's not the Queens that I know about. And that's the moment that gives inspiration to my music, because during the show, we are actually improvised. It's like, it's an instant music that we are going to create, triggered by the moment when you see the footage.
What are the instrumentation that you're going to be using in the production?
So we will have piano. I will be playing piano, cello, Chinese moon lute run, and melodeon. And I also will play back some few recordings. And my another collaborator, the guest artist Seung Min Cha, she is actually the current grantee of Asian Cultural Council. Asian Cultural Council. And then she will be playing dagum and also some electronics.
So you'll be switching out instruments during the course of the presentation.
Yes, right.
Have you had a good time rehearsing this to kind of get an idea of where you might go with some of the visuals you're going to be following?
We did. Last week we did our first rehearsal there, and we really enjoyed the space at Flushing Town Hall. The gallery fit nicely of what we really want to do. It's intimate. It's where it's like the space is big enough for us to do some kind of sound that we want to, like, really improv some electronic, some acoustic sound together.
Well, you know, if you think back in the history of cinema and filmmaking, the earliest films that were shown to the public had an accompanist either playing the organ or the piano while they were watching the action on the screen, even though the films were silent, and there would be some subtitles, you know, on the screen once in a while. So it's almost like old movies. Did you ever study any of that to see how some of those old musicians managed to watch the screen at the same time and follow along? Because it's fascinating.
That's a very good observation. I never really think about that. It's just this. It's just my only idea is really, like, I want to create instant thinking. The reason I understand about stillness is not only through the visual about still, silent. It's also about being in the moment. It's like focusing in that moment, and then that moment trigger you to think something inside. That's the idea about stillness I want to people that to experience about.
Are you looking forward to perhaps performing this presentation ongoing in a different way, or produce it so other people can see it that may not be able to see it on Friday? Take it on the road, if you will.
We do. We are interested to know if there's any presenter or any venue that is interested to, like, present this work in the future as well. Because right now, this particular video will be, I think Karen will be focused a lot around Flushing, since we are performing at the Flushing Town Hall. So she is going to use what she understands about Flushing to take some footage. But what is interesting that when you look at the footage, you have a different feeling, and everyone have a different feelings, different memory to understand of that moment. And that's the thing that I want people to, like, really restudy, rethinking about themselves, who they are in that moment, in that space.
The production is called Stillness in Queens. It's at Flushing Town Hall. People who want information, the show is going to be on Friday night, the 15th of September. And for information, you can go to flushingtownhall.org. They have all the information there and the ticketing and all of that. Are you working on any other projects for the future, either for Flushing or for other places you may be going?
Yeah. Right now in September, after Flushing Town Hall show, I will be having a solo duet show at another festival called Art Fest. And the show will be September 20th at Barnard College. Okay. And then another one is September 23rd again, we three of us, me, Karen, and Xiaomi, will be performing at in Manhattan Call Center for Remembering and Sharing.
Oh, well, great. So you're going to be keeping busy.
Yes,
well,
right.
Well, thank you very much for stopping by, and we hope you have a very good turnout for your show. And I'm looking forward to some peace and tranquility and stillness in Queens, Friday night the 15th. Our guest has been Junyi Chow. Junyi, it has been nice having you with us today.
Thank you, Steve.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.